Hey, good morning. 184 on the Playhouse of the Morning. Relationship ref. That thing when, oh, golly, you just, oof, you're in a battle. You seem not eye to eye at all with your significant other. And you're really not sure who's right, who's wrong in this situation. And it's kind of hard to say, right? Because everybody you know has got some bias. Well, why not throw it out to people that do not know you and have no bias and see who they side with? Now, does it settle your argument? Well, only if you let it. And we're hoping that's the case today for Trevor and Sarah, who are in the Playhouse's relationship ref today. So, Trevor, why don't you start us off? Why, in your mind, are you guys fighting? Kind of give us the situation, if you could.
Well, it's about Christmas. we're looking to do something for our two kids. We have two kids, 11 and 9 years old, and for years they've been begging us to go to Disney World. They're Disney freaks, all the movies, the games, everything. And we want to do that. We want to. We finally feel like they're old enough that we can take them on a trip that they can remember and appreciate to go to Disney World. So we want to surprise them with that. So we set it up. We booked the whole thing. We're going to go during February. So we're super excited to go. But we haven't told the kids yet. So this is going to be their Christmas present. I want them to, like, you know, we'll get them something that they can open. We'll get them, like, Chloe, a sweatshirt, some ears, something, whatever. So they can open that up under the tree on Christmas morning. And then the real present's going to be, oh, by the way, we're going to Disney.
All right, so Sarah, this is relationship ref, so presumably you have an issue with this.
No, it's not a problem with Disney. I like the idea, but Trevor sort of left something out. In his mind, he thinks that's their only Christmas gift.
So Christmas morning, there's the wrapped up, like Mickey Mouse ears, the unveil, that's it.
Well, I mean, they're not giving away trips to Disney. It's pretty expensive. And I think it's great to have just this huge gift, and, you know, to really draw the focus on that. I don't want to be distracted by other toys, other presents under the tree either. I want them to remember that. Oh, this is the present that we got. We are going to Disney. They're gonna flip out. They're gonna be really excited about it.
Yeah, I can kind of see where you're at, too, I guess. I guess I would almost lean towards Trevor's side. That makes sense to me. So, Sarah, you think there needs to be more presents than just, like, a Disney shirt to, like, break that surprise?
Yes, I see what you're saying. But kids look forward to Christmas, and as nice as it is to go to Disney, they can't only open one gift, and then they won't even experience it until February. Like, it would be different if we were headed to the airport within, like, the next few days, but we have to wait. So, like, I think they should at least get some smaller gifts in the meantime, and then the final large gift is, you know, finding about the Disney trip.
All right, so if the idea of relationship ref is that people are going to choose a side of each of yours and either be Team Trevor or Team Sarah, why don't we make one final plea from both of you to see if people will vote for you. So, Trevor, what would your closing arguments be if this was a legal trial?
I guess, first of all, I don't want to spoil them. You know, we're not made of money here. I don't want to spoil the kids and make them think that they can have every possible thing they've ever wanted for Christmas. I want to make sure they have a wonderful Christmas, of course. But I don't want to take away the experience for them of, I mean, this is it. This Disney trip. I don't want anything to distract them from what the experience of getting on that plane, getting to that hotel, getting to that resort, and spending an entire week down there. I don't want anything to take away from just the joy and excitement they're going to get from that.
And Sarah, do you have a closing argument here in relationship ref?
Well, first of all, I don't think it's going to distract them, considering they're going to have to wait like at least 6 weeks. Anyways, I'm not looking to spend a ton of money here. I just want them to just have their tradition of waking up Christmas morning and opening gifts as a family, because that's, you know, that's something that goes on and you can pass on through your generations. And it's something that they look forward to every year.
All right. Are you Team Sarah in this one, or are you with Trevor? 237, it's text 35270. They're going to Disney in February, and he thinks, well, that's the Christmas gift. And she's like, well, sure, that's a part of it, but there's got to be more to it than that. 237, it's her text, 35270. It's Playhouse in the Morning, 194, the number one hit music station in the middle of relationship ref. And today we got a husband and wife's parents, Trevor and Sarah, and their battle that they want you to weigh in on is they are going to Disney. Apparently the whole family's want to go for a long time, and Trevor sees that as the Christmas gift. Now, the trip is in February, and his thought is there's like a giant box or something, and they open it up, there's some Mickey ears in there, and they're like, guess what, we're going to Disney. And the kids are like, yeah! And in February, yay! And but then that's like Christmas then. And Sarah, on her side, is like, well, I think we have to have other things, like so at least some minor things, so that they have like multiple things to open leading up to that. And he's like, that's ridiculous. You're going to Disney. You don't need anything else. What are we seeing for votes, Joel D?
Yeah, we're getting a bunch of them, too. And it looks like it's a lot of Team Sarah going on. But somebody did text in and say, how about a few gifts, all Disney themed? I'm on that boat right there. Just get a few different things that they can, you know, eventually open up and try to get the idea of that as well. Somebody else texting in saying, Team Sarah, do a bunch of little gifts and save the trip for the grand finale. You do this. If I could read, you do this as the only gift they will be looking at, and kind of, if not with the little ones, it's going to be a disappointment in a way. Somebody else saying all families are different and there isn't a right way to answer here. We go big on Christmas, maybe 15, 20 gifts plus the gifts from family, but totally think doing more gifts isn't a bad thing on top of the trip. Another Team Sarah, I'm with Sarah. Nothing wrong with more gifts on top of the trip again. And it depends on the price you're spending. Maybe some outfits that are Disney themed and that they could use for the trip, or outfits that they actually want that could be taken along on the trip as well. And then somebody said with the wife, what's wrong with having a few more smaller presents under the tree? For example, all small Disney themed, maybe a Lego set, a doll, keep it Disney themed, and then have them open up the trip as the end present. Stocking stuffers, all size, slightly bigger, just all Disney theme is basically what this person's saying too as you go on. But seeing a lot of Team Sarah, actually. I'm so sorry for that, Trevor.
All right, and what are you thinking, who's side are you on?
Hi, so I'm with Sarah, honestly. So I get that the Disney trip is a huge expense. However, you can spend $20 on other gifts for the kids to open on Christmas Day so they have something before the trip in February.
So just like some little things.
Yeah, just some little things. Like go to Target or Five Below and just get some small stuff. They don't need another giant Christmas present. Just something small.
Yeah, and that seems to be kind of the dominant thing we're getting. So as we're looking at this, I would say, I mean, Sarah's definitely the winner of relationship ref by far.
Well, thank you. I'm glad not everybody's a Grinch.
So how do you feel about this, Trevor? I know that you were kind of, you had it in your head there's going to be this one main box, and they're going to open that up, find out they're going to Disney, and that was kind of the conclusion of the gift giving. I mean, do you accept the results? Are you okay with her buying some other gifts, having a more traditional Christmas morning at your house?
Yeah, I can certainly understand. I can certainly understand. You know, certainly Sarah's point, I can understand, and I can understand a lot of the feeling about that. Yeah, of course. I'm happy to go along with it, but Sarah, let's just be reasonable with the other gifts, please. Let's just make sure that we're being smart about it. That's all.
Well, yes, that was of course implied.
Well, you know what, Trevor? I know you have two kids, and I just have random things. So back when I went to Disney, I have Mickey Mouse hand gloves, and then I do still have my ears. So maybe I can just, like, gift those to you guys, and you can reuse them if you want to.